Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Sarah Silverman.
Night of me hosting the show, and I am hard as a rock. It's very fun to be in charge of a late night show. I mean, I threw a stapler at an intern today, and there was just nothing he could do about it. I mean, it's just been really fun. We've got a great show for you tonight, so let's get into headlines. Let's start with today's big news about the 2024 presidential race. Someone has stepped forward to run against Trump for the Republican nomination, and she's a lady.
Breaking news this morning. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is now officially running for president. She is the first Republican to challenge Trump for that nomination. She obviously served as his ambassador to the United Nations. She announced as much just in a video a few moments ago.
You should know this about me. I don't put up with bullies. And when you kick back, it hurts them more if you're wearing heels.
Um, 1997 called. It wants that joke back. Oh, wait, it just called again. It wants this joke back. I actually thought this was a great ad, and I'm excited to buy whatever pharmaceutical product that nice lady was selling. But this is going to be a tough race for Nikki Haley. Right now, she's polling at just 1%, and that's pretty bad. Even Mike Pence is at 2%. Mike Pence's noose rope is at 5%, which is VP material. But you do get some advantages if you run against your former boss. My opponent's economic plan is terrible, and when he poops in his office, we all hear him go, ow, 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 ow. I love political satire. It's really my lane. Whoever wins this election will be Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. Army, although based on how recruiting is going lately, that's going to be like 20 people.
The U.S. Army is trying to recover from its worst recruiting year in decades, and officials say those recruiting woes are the result of traditional hurdles. Young people don't want to die or get injured. They don't want to deal with the stress of Army life, and they don't want to put their lives on hold. But the recruiting obstacles don't seem to be rooted in concerns about the COVID-19 vaccine or about wokeness, as some Republicans claim.
Republicans would have the freaking lips to blame the lack of Army recruitment on wokeness, and the number one reason that people really like not dying. These Gen Z kids are just like, why would I go get shot in the Middle East when I can get shot in the comfort of my middle school? I'm kidding. That doesn't happen in America. How is the military woke? Help me here. Soldiers are still soldiers. They're not going to be in battle like, I don't think this is a safe space. Trigger warning, I'm going to pull my trigger. But this drop in recruitment is coming at a really perilous time for America. If we don't have a strong military, the balloons win. Recruitment is down because there are too many pop star militias. Young people would rather be in the BTS army or the Rihanna Navy or the Phoebe Bridgers Mujahideen. This is so weird. Like, why is everyone so obsessed with whether or not something is going woke? Anyway, let's move on to our next story. What are God's pronouns?
Should our Father stop being referred to as he? The Church of England is considering whether to break with tradition and use gender-neutral terms for the Almighty instead.
Well, joining us now in the studio, Anglican priest Charlie Bell. Is our Father actually a woman?
What an interesting question.
Is it? Really an interesting question. I think God has bigger things on his mind than pronouns. I mean, come on, the Super Bowl just happened. You think those touchdowns score themselves? And really, like, who cares about this? There are actually people out there who really need God to be a man. God is the embodiment of all that is good and merciful and holy, and he definitely likes girls. And he only created mountains because he's really into boobs. It doesn't matter, God is fake. This is like debating whether Bigfoot wears Reeboks. And finally, today is Valentine's Day, the day when flowers find out which house they're going to die in. Seriously, why do we give people roses? They are already dying the second you cut them. You're basically giving someone a hospice patient. Love them while you can. Just try to keep them hydrated and make sure they're as comfortable as possible. But there is a Valentine's surprise that's even worse than roses, stealing people's money.
Well, it is Valentine's Day. Law enforcement reminding you to keep an eye out for what they call romance scams. Officials say criminals will scour dating websites, dating apps, chat rooms, build the relationship with you with the goal of accessing your financial or other personal information.
The FTC says romance scams cost nearly 70,000 consumers $1.3 billion last year.
The FBI sees a large percentage of elderly victims.
Let's talk red flags. This one might hurt, but if they're too good to be true. Gorgeous photos, perfect job, amazing lifestyle make a scammer's job of luring you easier. If they seem sweet, genuine, caring, talking about a future together a little more quickly than typical relationships, they could be drawing you close to take advantage of you.
That's right. You gotta be careful out there. If anyone literally ever says anything nice to you, call the police. And she said another red flag is if the person has an amazing lifestyle, a perfect job, gorgeous photos. Oh my God, am I a scammer? For more on these romance scams, we turn to Michael Costa. Michael, it is so sad to hear about this, especially on Valentine's Day.
I know, Sarah, but every holiday is an opportunity for scams. Last President's Day, a guy on Facebook claimed he was Abraham Lincoln and asked me for money, which was clearly a scam because I had already just wired the real Abraham Lincoln $10,000. There's only one Lincoln, buddy. How stupid do you think I am?
You're very smart, Michael. But let's focus on the romantic scams, because I'm especially worried about how they target the elderly.
Yeah. The elderly are easy targets because they're so vulnerable and they're so horny. Honestly, I'm scared for my own loved ones. That's why I've started catfishing my grandmother.
You're catfishing your own grandmother?
As a preventative measure, yes. The best way I can protect my 97-year-old grandmother from being scammed is to scam her myself. This way she feels loved, and I put all the money she sends me right back into her bank account. It's the same way I stop dogs from eating discarded chicken bones laying on the street by eating them myself.
sure the dogs are grateful, but how does catfishing your grandmother even work? Take me through this.
Oh, okay, well, it works the same as normal catfishing. You create a profile of a charming but believable person. In my case, Miguel Gustavo, international art dealer and king of Brazil. First, you like their posts. Then you start the DMs. Hey, I like what I see. Show me what you got under that sweater you knitted for yourself. Here's what I'm packing.
Come on, Rose, you send your grandma nudes?
Well, not my nudes, obviously. I'm not a creep. I send her pics of guys I find online.
Okay, good. Phew, I thought you exchanged nudes.
No. No, I mean, she sends me her nudes.
Oh, my God.
Look, I know, it's gross. I don't like it either. I am glad she's using the yoga classes I got her for Christmas, but still, I don't want to see it. Just like I don't want to spend hours texting with her about how her grandson never calls or have her explain every episode of The Yellowstone. It's just Yellowstone, Grandma. Look, I don't have a choice, Sarah, okay? As Michael Costa, I can't keep my grandma offline, but as Miguel Gustavo, well, I can make sure her money stays where it belongs, in the bank account that I'm going to inherit one day.
I guess in its own way, this is actually a loving thing, Michael. I hope all the men out there love their grandmas enough to seduce them.
Thank you, Sarah. I really am the best grants. Oh, sorry, I got my grandma's DMing me. Mi amor, please send $5,000. I'm having my third kidney removed.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Michael.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, just...
anti-Semitism in the news lately, so I decided to hit the streets of New York in search of some allies. Take a look. There's been a rise in...
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Anti-Semitism. I'm hitting the streets looking for a little pro-Semitism. Let's hope it doesn't end in a hate crime. What do you like about Jews?
They make banging Christmas albums.
What is there not to love about Jews? The food, the culture, the celebrations.
Latkes.
Hello, big group of men. Where are you all from?
Belgium.
You're here in New York City, the land of Jews. Have you done any Jewy things?
What's a Jewy?
Yeah.
Okay, great question. Have you eaten a bagel?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Jews!
Yeah!
Have you ever been vaccinated for polio?
Yeah, I think so.
Jews! Who are your favorite comedians?
Jerry Seinfeld!
Yeah, Jew! Cool.
Idina Menzel, Barbara Streisand, Amy Winehouse. She is a gem.
Doja Cat is a Jew.
I love that.
She should be Doja Cats, probably.
Yes.
Who are your favorite Jews that you can think of?
I can't think of a famous Jew off the top of my head, but...
You can't think of a single famous Jew off the top of your head?
I don't want to say someone's name if I don't know they're Jewish. That's tough for me to...
Who are you thinking that seems Jewy, but you're not sure?
Are you Jewish?
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
I'm going to teach you some Yiddish, okay? Gay kakin offen yam.
Repeat. Gay kakin offen yam.
That's right. That's a beautiful sentiment. Give me a hug.
Oh, thank you.
You know what that means?
No.
Go take a shit in the ocean. Would you be an ally to the Jews in this time of anti-Semitism?
Huge ally.
What would you do to protect me?
I would speak up for you.
Beautiful.
I would light the menorah with you.
Look at this guy, knowing menorah!
I would stand up for you.
You would stand up? Oh my God. Just the way you said it was very... I don't want to... I could be your mother, but sexy.
Okay.
You have absolutely proven yourself to be a Jewish ally. Let's pretend it's the Sabbath. Now,
yes.
I don't know what you know about the Sabbath, but you can't turn on lights, you can't drive your car. That's why they have like what's called the Shabbos Goy sometimes that will come over and turn on your TV for you because you're not supposed to work. So let's pretend it's the Sabbath. And will you turn this on for me? Oh my God! Why would a penis smell like a vagina? We're here because there's been a rise in anti-Semitism, so we're on the streets trying to find some pro-Semitism.
I don't believe in hate in any form, so I don't care what you walk of life, religion, culture, I don't believe you should hate on anybody. Just bring love.
Agreed. You are officially a Jewish ally. You win 2 Kanye tickets. Are you gonna go?
Hell no, I don't like Kanye.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Is the first Gen Zer elected to Congress. He's here to talk about his journey from gun reform organizer to legislator, representing what he calls the mass shooting generation. Please welcome Florida Representative Maxwell Frost.
Wow.
Congratulations on being elected to Congress the same year you were old enough to rent a car.
There we go. Yep.
Who have you bonded with in Congress? I mean, I'm guessing the squad, OBS, but any oldies?
Yeah, well, I don't know if I want to say their names now, because now I'm calling them oldies.
I mean, more mature.
Look, there's so many people that I've gotten to connect with, folks who've been just doing great work. Barbara Lee, Maxine Waters, Pramila Jayapal, Jamie Raskin. So many amazing people out there. I wouldn't call them oldies, but, senior members of Congress who are doing amazing work.
Yeah, they're not oldies, they're goodies.
Yeah, they're goodies. There we go.
You have been and I find this so impressive and inspiring, especially to people out here. You've been a gun reform advocate since you were 15 years old. Spurred on by Sandy Hook, which was in Connecticut. You're from Florida, and you organized the March for Our Lives. All these things that,
I got my pin on, too.
It's the 5-year anniversary of the Parkland shooting. There was a school shooting just last night at Michigan State. Now that you are in Congress, what do you think can be done? How can we break this cycle?
Yeah, well, we saw Congress pass a bipartisan bill to help end gun violence last year. It's not everything that we need, but it's a good step forward. The fact of the matter is we need a governing majority that's actually going to care about this issue. And, this word bipartisanship is supposed to mean what everyone can agree on. Most NRA members and Republicans are for universal background checks. But the definition of bipartisanship in Congress means what the NRA will allow. And because they're a front for the gun lobby, they have these politicians bought off, and they're unwilling to stand up for what the people want. So we can't get things like background checks passed. And so there's a lot of work that needs to be done. A lot of it involves kicking people out and replacing them with morally just leaders who actually give a damn about children's lives and people in the country. In the interim, I think we have an opportunity.
I mean, overturning Citizens United would certainly help with that.
Yep, 100%. Yep. That's one of the issues to end all issues.
That's the big one, and that's the root of so much of this. So now that you've seen how Congress operates kind of from the inside, are you hopeful? Or do you see that there is change possible? Are you excited about America's future, or is it depressing?
Both. Right. I'll say I'm very hopeful. A lot of times on the outside, you might look in and say, there's only a small group of good people and everyone else is a corporate hack and they don't care about anyone. But having conversations with my colleagues, I've been so surprised by so many people who I get in the conversation with them and I find out what they're about and their values. And I'm like, okay, you're actually a lot more progressive and forward thinking than other folks might think. And I think the problem is people have smaller goals because they understand the landscape and the battlefield that we have in Congress right now. And I think when we show those politicians and everyone that good policy equals good politics, then I think people will get the courage that they need to stand up for what we need in this country.
More of this. I mean, I think a lot of Gen Zers tend to not trust the government. How do you think you can change their minds?
Well, I understand, first off, and this is something running for Congress, I had to think about the fact that during the Black Lives Matter protests, I was tear gassed, maced, arrested, and jailed for nonviolent protests. Now I represent those same streets in Congress, but I still have to square the fact that I'm a part of the system that causes a lot of harm, and I get it. And I think part of what we need to do is make government more accessible, bridging the gap between cool and consciousness. And I think that's a really good way that we can bring younger people into the fold. And March for Our Lives did a great job of that and with the movement. It was like the cool thing to be at the marches. It was the cool thing to register to vote. And I think the more we can get our culture intertwined with the politics, I think it's going to lead to more young people getting involved.
I mean, if the marches could translate to votes more directly, it would be ideal.
Yeah, there you go.
But, maybe Election Day off would be a nice start.
Exactly. And, I agree. And voter turnout is up for young people. We have record highs of youth voter turnout. It's never been the largest piece of the pie, but young people right now are voting at higher numbers than any other generation when they were our age, and half of Gen Z can't even vote yet. So we're not where we want to be, but we're going in the right direction.
You brought pussy-ass bitch. It's now in congressional record because of you. So I just... personally want to thank you for that.
And that was about a certain person, too.
It was about... it was about a pussy-ass bitch. So I... What's so inspiring about you is that you got involved as a teenager and how that can manifest into real change.
Yeah.
And so I think it's exciting. Gen Z is so exciting to me because they're so motivated. They realize their power.
Yep.
And that can really change things. I mean, trying to get Gen Z to trust the government, how about just trying to get Gen Z to be the government?
Yeah.
And I think you've done that.
Yeah. No, it is exciting. And I think we see a lot of young candidates running across the country. And look, it's not like Gen Z was waiting to get in Congress. I'm the oldest a Gen Zer can be. We just got old enough to run. But I think the significance here is that the first chance we got, we jumped at the opportunity because we want to be a part of the solution. We want to be at the table. We don't want to be the only people at the table, but Congress does not look like our country right now, right? Like Gen Z and millennials make up a third of the country. We're nowhere near a third of government, both local and federal. And so we need more people to run for office. Yes, Congress, but also city council, county commission, these seats that really are, they're not lower, they're closer to the people and closer to the decisions that matter on a daily basis.
Yeah, being involved in the midterm elections and all the everywhere down the ballot is essential. And I feel like the right realizes that.
Yeah. They do. And they're more organized around that than we are. That's why they've played this long game of taking over these state legislatures. It's why we woke up last year and Roe versus Wade was gone. That's a plan that has been a long time in the making. So Democrats, I feel like sometimes we're too obsessed with these short-term goals. We need to be about power building in these communities long-term. It's not going to happen overnight, but that's how we're going to wake up one morning and have our freaking rights back, right?
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
To support Second Nurture. It's a nonprofit organization working to increase the number of families who choose to foster and adopt children and teens by creating a support system every step of the way. If you can, please donate to the link below. And also, happy birthday, Janice! I love you so much.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.